and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The theme of this year's Parish Life Conference, which took place just over a week ago, was from Genesis 1:27. God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And we see this very clearly in the gospel reading today on the Gergesene demoniacs. These men had so given themselves over to sin that they had become inhuman in strength, behavior, and how they looked. That the image of God was so obscured in them by their sin that they were hardly recognizable as being human. To the point that after Jesus had compassion on them and cast out the demons into the swine, the people who saw them sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in their right mind, didn't think that they were the same people. Couldn't recognize them. St. John of Kronstadt, who we have on our iconostasis up here, a wonderful example of what it is to love your brother, talked about the passions in this way. And how a man lowers himself by giving into his passions. He perverts his nature, created after the image of God, and becomes like unto the beast, and even worse. The passions, especially gluttony and drunkenness, hinder us from loving God and our neighbors and from fulfilling God's commandments. It is for this reason, our fallen humanity, that the Son of God became man. We sing in the hymn just before the Nativity of Christ that Christ came to restore that image which had fallen. This was his purpose. To show what it is to be truly and fully human as he created us to be. To have that image of God shining forth in and through us, unobstructed by our sins. St. John said to a man he met who had given himself over to his passion, "You used to be a human being. Be one again. You used to be a human being. Be one again." So let this be our desire, to be sitting at the feet of Jesus in our right mind, to emulate God who implanted his image in us, and in this way glorify him. Amen.